shoes. Make that slow walk to the mound and show the world what you can do. Well, now you've got the picture, the wisdom from the sage, clear and cool, six basic rules. Yours truly, Satchel Paige.
David Olney and John Hadley delivering Satch's Six Basic Rules.
We don't need a motor. We don't need a sail, and we don't need no fins or gills, and we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple. We'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake, and float till we can no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down the river with you. We don't need no outlets, we don't need no wires. Prime time entertainment will be lightning, bugs, and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother. You can take the stern. I'll move us forward, and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple. We all need a friend in this current moment, instead of looking around the bend. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you.
For Dan and Clarion, there's Can You Canoe by the Okie Dokie Brothers, who are quite a bit of fun. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Thank you.
you make yourself at home. Stay with me. Don't you ever leave. Leg down the side.
Rest here.
Rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Won't you?
Leg down the side. No need to leave so soon.
Oh,
I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet sky, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave. Lay down, son.
Rest here,
rest here in my heart. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
I said
lay down, son. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long. You can lay your worries down, stay with me. Don't you ever leave.
Lay
down, son. Rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay
down, son.
No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk with you.
Seldom seen at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lay down, Sally. On today's date in the 1809, Alfred Tennyson was born, author of The Charge of the Light Brigade, among other works. An important figure in our history. The anniversary of the birth of Alfred Lord Tennyson.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
I always liked that poem as an analogy for what we do here. While it's related to battle, we can think of it as a different kind of battle, one in which we may be outnumbered by a lot of other folks, but we're still putting up the good effort, so to speak, as we create radio intended for everybody, and as we try to mix different kinds of music and some gentle conversation here and there. Thank you for helping to honor the charge we made and honor the Light Brigade. It's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. The clue is conclude. Conclude. Our answer is seven letters. The fourth letter is O. And the fifth letter is L. Again, our clue is conclude. Seven letters in the answer. The fourth letter is O, and the fifth letter is L. Let's hear from you. You can join us on the radio, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 or go to Instant Input, which you will find at slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. That's our crossword puzzle of the air. I'll reveal more letters if necessary, but I think that should be enough for you. Sarah Jarosz joins us now with an invitation and a great song too here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. Come on up to the house. The only things that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house.
Come on up to the house.
The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through.
Come on up to the
inside of you. Come on up to the house. Love your high on top of the mountain of woe. Come on up to the house. And you know you should surrender, but you can't let go. Come on up to the house. You got to come on up to the house. To the house. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the house. Yeah, you got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. Come on up to the house.
Sarah Jarrow's at the Saturday Light Brigade. And come on up to my house. Ray in South Park got the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. Well done, Ray. Barb in Oakmont, good morning. Thank you for the kind words. And she also got the correct answer. Linda in Collier also came up with it. And we used to joke years ago that here at SLB for this part of the day when it's early in the morning, we didn't need a street team or a lot of promotions. There were lots of infants and babies trained to help wake their parents up early in the morning and be tuned in to SLB. And sure enough, we have a brand new dad here. Hi, Alex.
Alex actually just ran to the bathroom, but I'm here. This is Josie.
That's okay.
I'm here now. How's it going, Larry?
It's going well. Full disclosure, this is my nephew, or my grandnephew and niece, but also my friend. Congratulations. You have a baby that is, if I'm doing my math correct, is Lily 4 days old?
I think she is 4 days old now, yep. She was born on August 3rd at 11:31 a.m., 19 inches and 6.8 pounds.
Congratulations. So she's approaching her fourth day. How are you feeling, Josie?
She is.
Good, very good. She is a very good baby, so I'm just feeling happy that she's home.
Excellent. Well, we found a few songs that we think will be good for you to hear in honor of Lily. And I know Alex has been preparing the Lily pad for quite a long time, and it's come together, I guess, right?
Yes, it has. It looks good.
How is the Lily in the sleeping department? Has she made it through yet?
She likes cluster feed, so she'll sleep for like a good 3 hours and then she'll eat for a straight 8 hours after that. So when she does sleep, she sleeps good, but she mostly is interested in eating.
I'm sure she's very hungry. She's had quite a journey. Well, Alex, this fatherhood preparation and now response did nothing at all to your mental abilities here. You knew the word we were looking for, conclude, appropriately enough. And seven letters, fourth letter O, fifth letter L. What did you get?
Resolve.
Resolve it is. A charge. We'll send that charge out to Lily. And I hope you're able to have a good day today. And Ricky and I are both tickled that you called. Alex tried to fool Ricky. This is Alex calling. You know, he kind of, did you disguise your voice? Because she looked.
Well, no, I tried to keep it real discreet, so.
Well, congratulations. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you both. Any advice to people who might be maybe a couple months behind where you are now, who might be expecting their first child in 2 months or so?
Absolutely. As soon as that baby pops out, everything that you're worried about stops. Your life changes. It is a blessing, and it is a journey. It's so fun.
Wow.
That's and get ready to have some coffee and not a lot of sleep.
What about you, Josie?
She just stepped out. Oh. Baby actually just woke up.
There you go. Priorities. We'll hear another charge for you. Listen carefully to the next song. I think you'll like it, and we have your request coming up, too. Take care.
Awesome.
That's Alex, who is out in Ohio. Ricky's mouthing where they are. Akron, Ohio. Thank you, Ricky. We almost could have put her on mic there. Akron, Ohio. Lily got the correct answer. We were looking for the word resolve. And I see that Tommy in Virginia also got the correct answer. And I mentioned Linda and Collier and Barb and Oakmont and Tom and McCandless and Ray in South Park, all coming up with Resolve.
In the lily pond I lay all upon a summer's day, and I chased a dragonfly all across an ancient sky, falling with a thousand stars down the Milky Way to Mars. Back again in time for day, in a lily pond I lay. La 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 la. Falling with a thousand stars down the Milky Way to Mars. Back again in time for day, in a lily pond I.
I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. It's not as bad as it appears. He wears glasses and he's 6'3". Well, I'm not worried about our kids. I know they'll turn out neat. They'll be great looking cause they'll have my face. Great swimmers cause they'll have his feet. Well, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. He's not as bad as he appears. He's got rhythm and a PhD. Well, I know we can make things work. He's got good family sense. His mother was a frog from Philadelphia. His daddy an enchanted prince. The neighbors are against it, and it's clear to me, and it's probably clear to you. They think value on their property will go right down if the family next door is blue. Well, I'm in love with a big blue frog. A big blue frog loves me. I've got it tattooed on my chest. It says P-H-R-O-G. It's frog to me. P-H-R-O-G.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I'm in love with a big blue frog. And we have one more coming up that was actually requested, especially for Josie and Alex and four-day-old daughter Lily. You also heard Elizabeth Mitchell and Lily Pond. Before we get to that one additional song, there was an article... I think it was in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week about unusual college essay questions. And it prompted me to take a look at some that have been collected. Lehigh University, these may not be the current questions, but were there at some time in their history. What is your favorite riddle and why? You just reached your 1 millionth hit on your YouTube video. What is the video about? If your name were an acronym, what would it stand for? And how would it reflect your strengths and personality? Texas Christian University. Take a blank sheet of paper. Do with this page what you wish. Your only limitations are the boundaries of this page. You don't have to submit anything, but we hope you will use your imagination. I might make a paper airplane, I think, if given that. University of Chicago. How are apples and oranges supposed to be compared? University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill asks an essay on what do you hope to find over the rainbow? Wake Forest University, give us your top 10 list. These are great ways to find out about somebody. Those are just a few that have been listed. Now, one more song for Lily, at least for this morning. And this comes by multiple requests to you.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. The world is big, so big, it's very big. To you, it's new to you. You're my little potato, you're my little potato. You're my little potato, they dug you up. You come from underground. Let's talk about and things to eat like apples and cheese and bananas and cream, jellies and butter. It's late at night. I hope this little bottle helps you go to sleep. They must have grown you wild to make a grown man a child. I'll go and play in the mud to be with you, my spud. Potato, when you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet.
Oh, oh, now you are so sweet, potato.
You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. Dug you up. You come from underground.
You smile. Hey, smile, a little smile. The world is small, so small, it's very small.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato. You're my little potato, they dug you up. You come from underground. Thank you.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato.
Randy and Polly and Emlinton suggested that song for you, Lily, a group called Metamora.
Feel the fear inside your chest. Watch it ebb and flow. The darkest hour dies at the dawn. First clearing's yours to reap and sow. If I could talk to a younger me, I'd tell me to go slow. This time on earth it moves so fast, and when it's gone, it's gone. When it's gone, it's gone. If I could talk to a younger me, I'd tell me to be bold. Follow your heart like a bird set free. Dreams can't be bought.
Fleck really works the banjo there as Abigail Washburn sings, If I Could Talk to a Younger Me. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and aggregation services such as those just about everywhere. The Audio Now Network, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio.
I'm a fast fuse, mama, won't you hear my plea? Burn brighter than any man you'll meet. Light your way a while, but I'm sure going out on you. turn sour in a day. And what you were sure ain't what I paid. I'm gonna hobo back home. Later's coming early every day.
Paul Birch and the Fast Fuse Blues. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are going to speak with Melody Tissinger of Bottle Works Ethnic Arts Center. We'll be talking about the Third Avenue Folk and Arts Festival, which got underway yesterday in the Cambria City Historic District in Johnstown. Looking forward to speaking with Melody about that festival. Speaking of festivals, our solar concert series is continuing, and we had a great time with Louis Castle last week. Join us at Nova Place on Pittsburgh's North Side this Thursday at 12:15 as we present Big Blitz. You heard them here, two saxophones and a drummer and a big, big creative sound. That will be August 18th. Actually, do I have that date right? Let me be sure. Good thing I'm looking. Let me make sure it's Big Blitz. Hang on. It's a good thing one of us is listening, huh? August 11th is the date for Big Blitz. Thursday, August 11th. That's one big blip. Will be presented, and here's hoping you'll join us. Four big blips at Buell Community Park here on the north side. August 11th at 12:15. I was ahead of my time. Last week's segment featuring singer-songwriter Mirabelle Skipworth is now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. Now it is time for our haiku. Listen carefully. Our haiku will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. See if you can figure out the haiku's reference. And if you think you know it, here's hoping you'll share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. A little thinking music comes our way now. Here it is. A conquistador founded this U.S. town in 1565. That's our high clue. A conquistador founded this U.S. town in 1565. Do you know the answer? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'd love to have you join us on the radio with your answer. Once again, our high clue is a conquistador founded this U.S. town in 1565. Share your answer with us. You'll also find the high clue at slbradio.org/radio and on our Facebook page. Good luck. Chris Hillman next at SLB.
When I get a little money, I'm gonna buy a bird that sings. Other things that I might say when you look at me that way, I'm gonna buy a bird that sings. When I get a little money, gonna buy a fishing boat, but it's only an excuse just to sit and talk with you. I'm gonna buy us a fishing boat. You can't buy a tender whisper, you can't sell a sad goodbye. I can buy the things that might keep you close to me. It's worth it just to have you by my side. When I get a little money, I'm gonna buy a wishing well. But we'll toss our pennies down till our heyday comes around. I'm gonna buy us a wishing well. You can't buy a tender whisper, you can't sell a sad goodbye. I can buy the things that might keep you close to me. Worth it just to have you by my side. When I get a little money, when I get a little more, we'll give it all away, build missions in your name. After all, that's all that money's really for. When I get a
a little money. I'm gonna buy a bird that sings of the things that I might say when you look at me that way. I'm gonna buy a bird that sings when I get a little money.
Chris Hillman at the Saturday Light Brigade, When I Get a Little Money, from the album Biden My Time. And we're going to, I hope, talk with George in Seneca. George, are you there?
I am. Thank you. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. I'm glad we were able to keep you with us. I know you're driving today. Are you heading anywhere special?
Yeah, I'm actually heading to President, Pennsylvania for the River's Edge Arts Festival just south of Tyonesta.
Very nice. Did you say President, Pennsylvania?
Yes, President Township, Pennsylvania. It's right along the Allegheny River and Route 62 north of Oil City.
That's a township that I've never heard of. Are you exhibiting there or just enjoying the festival to look at art?
Actually, my wife is exhibiting. My daughter is sharing her book that she recently wrote, and we're doing some music at the art festival as well.
Oh, fantastic. What do you play?
I play the keyboard. My wife plays the guitar and sings, and my two daughters, they sing.
Well, here's hoping it's a great day. And I see where your daughter got her literary streak from. You got this haiku very quickly.
Well, thanks. Yeah, she's a smart girl. She's a English professor at Duquesne and Carlos, so she's a smart kid.
So we gave you a conquistador founded this U.S. town in 1565.
Yes.
And what did you get?
I believe that's St. Augustine, Florida.
You bet. St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah.
Considered the oldest European settlement in the continental 48, San Juan might be a little bit older, and those things are all questioned a little bit these days.
Right.
Well, I hope it's going to be a good day. Is it a one-day festival, or will things be tomorrow too?
It's just going to be a one-day festival, so we're hoping for good weather.
I hope so too. Well, it's a beautiful countryside. Yeah. Up there, and I hope it's a great day. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yep.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, George. George with the correct answer as he heads up to President, Pennsylvania, for the festival you heard him describe. Speaking of festivals, we are going to be speaking in just a moment with Melody Tissinger of Bottle Works Ethnic Art Center. I can't wait to speak with her because I've known about Bottle Works for quite some time, and it's developed and just continued to blossom right on 3rd Avenue in Johnstown in the Cambria City Historic District. And we will talk with Melody in just a few moments. Other correct answers to this morning's haiku came from Jim in Crafton Heights, Tommy in Virginia, Linda, who is doing quite well this morning with the answers, and Collier, Larry in Elwood City, and Larry mentions that Uncle Ed Mahonan lives there along with Robin. And Larry, we're glad you got your Saturday Light Brigade birthday card. Mrs. Edwards, good morning. She is in Monroeville. Mrs. Edwards also knew we were looking for St. Augustine. So did Jim in Crafton Heights, Tom in McCandless, and Russ in North Carolina, plus Stu in McCandless. And perhaps you, Saturday Light Brigade charge. To you, if you were able to come up with the correct answer, St. Augustine, Florida. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when the Sound Hound comes your way. In about 20 minutes. Nice to have you along today. The Saturday Light Brigade has aired since 1978, and it's been our pleasure to bring folks together from all over the region, going back to what is now coming up on 45 years. Radio's changed a lot. For the most part, people are pretty much the same. Our goal is to try to give you a place where you can think and relax, and I hope have a lot of different emotions as we spend time together, but I hope they won't include anger or frustration or bitterness or any of those negative emotions. Instead, ones where you feel pleasantly surprised or your day is a bit brightened, you get a chance to think a little bit, hear something new, and just spend time knowing that you are part of a group of folks all doing the same thing at the same time in different ways. It's remarkable. And right now, Melanie is here with us. Melody, how are you this morning?
I am great. How are you guys?
Good. I'm so happy that you're here. I was first at Bottleworks Ethnic Arts Center pretty much at the very beginning as you were opening, and I'm so happy to see how it's blossomed over the last 10 years or so. When was the start of Bottleworks? Am I about right? Has it been that long?
Well, actually, we have two lives. The Bottleworks Ethnic Arts Center began in 1993, so we are going to be celebrating our 30th year anniversary here next year. But about 5 years ago, we merged with another art organization, you know, kind of giving us another life. So we've been around as a whole for a very long time. But as you said, over the past, I would say, 5 to 6 years, we have really transformed ourselves and the way our campus looks in terms of programming. So we're really excited to be here today.
Yeah, that's what I'm remembering. And there's a beautiful historic district in Johnstown called the Cambria City Historic District. And the Bottleworks Ethnic Arts Center, we'll be talking about its Third Avenue Folk and Arts Festival in a moment, but there is so much happening in the Ethnic Arts Center day in and day out. Can you describe some of the things that people might want to see no matter what time of the year they come?
Oh, yes, of course. So the Bottleworks, we own and operate two buildings, which we now call the Tulip Building, which is formerly known as the Bottleworks Ethnic Art Center, and the Artworks Building, which was the other organization. So we operate two of those buildings. We have exhibits in those spaces all year round, showcasing regional artists. So there might be artists from Pittsburgh, from Bedford, from Indiana. So we're really excited to do that, from cultural and traditional folk art, you know, art that's passed down and taught through generations. We're excited to be the Pennsylvania Council and the Arts Infrastructural Folk Art Partner. So we have the pleasure of being that host organization for those groups of artists. We have exhibits. We have classes that we do throughout the year, painting and paper mache sculpting, drawing, so anything in the realm of art
yeah.
that you can think of, from dance to perform, dance to fine art to performance, we want to offer it.
It's just
and advocate for it.
Yeah, it's just a great place. And I've popped in there a few times when there have been youth classes going on, as well as other programs. And it's just always had a nice vibe. And you couldn't ask for a nicer venue. And you're in the midst of the Third Avenue Folk and Arts Festival, and I know it's a very busy weekend. Tell us what folks can expect and how they can get involved today.
Absolutely. So we invite members of the community to come to our the 400 block of Third Avenue in Cambria City to be wowed by our live musical performers. We have performers starting as early as 11 a.m. And jamming out all the way till 10:30. We have our two exhibits that are open today as well. We're real excited for this new installation called the Moloch. It is a 13-foot kinetic sculpture. So it moves, it talks. It's part of our showcase in our gallery, but as I said, it moves, it talks, and it will be part of a live performance, which will be accompanied by our camp kids. So the kids that went to our summer camps had a chance to learn about installation and theatrical performance, and today they'll be debuting that piece at the festival. And you'll also, as always, we'll see folk artists and fine artists displaying and demonstrating throughout festival grounds. So there's food, beer, music, all the things that make up a fun festival.
Yeah, it looks like you've got great ethnic food in this Moloch bottle cap cape. Looks like it's a really neat project. I'm taking a look at the description of it. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Any advice on, you know, the best time to go or things that you particular? I guess we don't want you to play favorites, but it looks like there's something truly for everybody there as I look at the music and the artists.
I'm really excited. We have new artists on our lineup this year. Ateye El Oncio is a Latin guitarist, and we're so excited. He's new in the community, and we're really excited to present him this year. He's new to our lineup. He's been kind of making splashes, playing around the city. If you want to rock out with horns and feel the funk, Habitat will be here this afternoon. And then we have ending the night is a lot of folk art, indie artists, like the Ne'er-do-wells and Evergreens. So like I mentioned, if every genre is definitely represented, and you might get into, find a new favorite here.
Yeah, I'm looking at who you have performing there, and it's just, it's amazing. And I would suggest going to bottleworks.org simply to learn more about what's happening and the classes that take place there, as well as the exhibits. And there's more already planned for August 27th. You've got an event with Matt Otis and The Sound, and then clear through September and October. So I hope folks will check out bottleworks.org. Anything else you'd like to add, Melody? I'm very glad you're able to be here on what's got to be a crazy day for you.
Yeah, I said the festivals and the things that we do would not be possible without the generous support from our business partners here at in Johnstown and beyond. So I just want to give a quick shout out to those individuals: First Summit Bank, Martin Baker America, Community Foundations for the Alleghenies. It's still early.
That's all right. And, Mike Kane is listening, so be careful.
Oh, yes. CFA has been amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they've been an amazing partner. So they help bring the Moloch to Johnstown, and they're also a big supporter of our public art things that we're doing here in town. We have the first Marvel-approved a mural of Spider-Man and Doctor Strange that's located in the downtown section of Johnstown. So he helped make that possible. And we're going to be doing more public art during the festival. So we're doing another community paint piece. So if you, you know, if music is not your thing and you want to get hands-on in the art, we ask you to come on down. And there is a large mural that will be moved downtown later this summer that the community can get involved with. So this is a whole community-driven event all the way around. So I really do appreciate our sponsors for allowing us to make art accessible and open and free. So
Johnstown's
and that's it, yeah.
It's a great place to visit. Now, it says here I'm supposed to do a hard-hitting interview, so I just have one really tough, insightful question to ask is, if I go, can I get a gob? Are there still gobs in Johnstown?
Oh, you know what? Absolutely. We even have them here at the festival. you can't go to Johnstown without getting a gob or halupki. So we have both here. So if food is your love language, we want to talk to you. We have something that could really speak to you. So we're really excited for Lamb Cakes, which is a local bakery here in town.
Yes, yes.
It's hard to work that stand. So I'm trying to get volunteers to help me help myself. Not eat all the gobs.
Got to get a gob to keep that energy up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, check us out on Facebook. Our Bottleworks Ethnic Art Center will have a full information about the lineup and other activities that we're doing. So that's another good way to reach us.
Thank you, Melody. And here's to a great day on the second day of the festival. Thanks for being with us. Take care.
Absolutely. We'll see you. Thank you so much.
That's Melody Tissinger of the Bottleworks Ethnic Arts Center on the 3rd Avenue Folk and Arts Festival, continuing this weekend at the Cambria City Historic District in Johnstown. You know what a gob is, right? That's basically, you might call them a moon pie or a flip, but actually it's, you know, two convex pieces of cake slathered with frosting in between them and all sorts of different flavors delightfully sweet and full of energy and all sorts of other things.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I like singing songs with you. I like singing songs with you. So many instruments to play. It's true, my favorite thing to do is singing songs with you. I like when you play your guitar. I like when you play your guitar. Every time you strum the strings, oh, it makes me want to sing. Thank you. the songs with you. So many instruments to play. It's true, my favorite thing to do is singing songs with you. I like when you bang on the drums. I like when you bang on the drums. I watch you keep the beat with both your hands and feet. I like when you bang on the drums. I like playing my harmonica.
There you've got Pittsburgh's own Scott and Rosanna here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up in just a second, the Soundhound is going to stop by and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. In fact, he'll be here before you know it. Good morning to Ralph and Donna. Nice to have you tuned in today. And thanks to you for being here with us. Well, the Soundhound seems to be nearby. And we'll get him to us in just a moment, where he will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Okay, the Soundhound, are you ready? Okay. The Soundhound has brought along a sound. Let me see if I can wrest it or wrestle it away from him here. Got it. And here is this week's sound. Listen carefully. Four, one, two, 200, 5, 9, 7, 5. Any ideas what that sound is? Here it is again. Let the guessing begin at 4, 1, 2, 200, 5, 9, 7, 5.